Couples bicker over the right way to squeeze the toothpaste or the proper position for the toilet seat or maybe a credit card bill. Commentator Marion Winnick and her husband Crispin faced off over an eyebrow piercing.
I guess when you marry a guy with 6 tattoos and a big silver horseshoe jobby in his earlobe, you should know what you're getting into. But over the years, when my husband suggested he might pierce his eyebrow, I thought my expressions of revulsion had discouraged him. I thought my suggestion that there was something pathetic about a middle-aged man trying so hard to be hip had sunk in. I thought he loved me. "I can't believe you think a little piece of metal in my eyebrow means I don't love you," he said, on the third day of tears and recriminations. But sometimes a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Sometimes a man's got to leave the engine running outside the drugstore, even though his wife thinks 10 minutes is too long. Sometimes a man has to use the timer on the dryer, even though his wife thinks the automatic settings are better. Sometimes a man's got to get his head shaved, even though his wife loves his curly blonde hair. Sometimes a man's got to duck into a makeshift stall on St. Mark's Place in the East Village and let a Filipino lady impale his eyebrow on a thick needle, then slide in a barbell, even though his wife is across the street pitching a fit. Henpecked? On a leash? Sometimes a man's got to prove that's what he's not. How do you expect me to respect you when you show me by your actions you don't want my respect? That was our 8th grader, the preppy one. Well, when Dad turns 18, somebody's got to be 40. Not everyone ganged up on Daddy, though. The teenage daughter was present at the event and cheered him on. The skateboarder son is still begging to get one just like it. And even Daddy's mommy, who initially voiced despair at her son's prolonged adolescence, now says it's not so bad. A lot of people are saying it's not so bad. No, it's bad. For a few years in the early 70s, my father owned a discotheque. During this period, he grew his gray hair down to his shoulders and wore gaily flowered velvet bell-bottoms. It drove my mother crazy. I remember her on the phone talking to her friends. He's a 43-year-old man, for Christ's sake. Well, the other day, I heard myself say the exact same words. Now that's bad. It's bad when you've become the most flagrant caricature of your own mother. It's bad when you're no longer hip and you no longer care. But what's really bad is when you fight hard and you lose. And when the victory flag is planted in your husband's eyebrow? Well, that's losing.
Marion Winnick is a writer in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.